that a town called Bethany, Jesus joined the gathering of mourners at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. His arrival seemed ill-timed. Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, had sent for Jesus to come before Lazarus had died in hopes that Jesus would cure him. Mary and Martha affirmed their belief in the power of Jesus to heal the sick, saying that they were sure that if Jesus had only arrived earlier, Lazarus would not have died. If only. But Lazarus had died and had been dead for 3 days. It was clearly too late. Or was it? Jesus stood at the tomb and spoke, "Lazarus, come forth." By the miraculous power of God, Lazarus was raised up and restored to his sisters. At a rock called Golgotha, Jesus hung on a cross, seeing his mother standing beneath the cross and the beloved disciple John standing beside her, he said to her, "Woman, behold your son." And to John he said, "Behold your mother." At a town called Bethany, Jesus, the Son of God, restored wholeness to a family that had been torn by death. At a rock called Golgotha, Jesus, the Son of Man, emptied himself, recognizing the power of death to take him from his mother and his mother from him. At a wedding in Cana, Jesus performed the first of the 7 miraculous signs recorded in John's Gospel. Jesus had been invited to a wedding. The disciples were his plus 12. During the festivities, the unthinkable happened. The wine ran out. Not only a regretful social faux pas, such a mishap carried an ominous message for the newlyweds. Was this a sign that theirs would be a home in which joy would be depleted? We know the story. Jesus' mother was also in attendance at the wedding. She approached Jesus, and just like that, a way was opened. Jesus miraculously turned water into wine, some 150 gallons of it. At a wedding in Cana, Jesus, the Son of God, performed a miraculous sign, providing an abundance of wine. At a rock called Golgotha, Jesus, the Son of Man, hung dying upon a cross. Weak and wounded, he said, "I thirst." On a journey from Judea to Galilee, Jesus stopped at Jacob's well. That's where he broke social and religious customs by speaking with a Samaritan woman. His request was simple. He asked only for her assistance in getting water from the well, since he had no bucket and she had one. The depth of the conversation quickly surpassed the depth of the well. In the course of that conversation, Jesus told the woman that if she knew who it was who was speaking to her, she would ask him for water. Jesus told her that he could offer living water even without a bucket, an offer upon which he made good. At a well in Samaria, Jesus, the Son of God, offered a woman living water. At a rock called Golgotha, Jesus said, "I thirst." At a rock called Golgotha, Timothy Atkins Jones says, Jesus is telling us that as humans, we will know times of great success, joy, and victory. We will also know times of defeat, suffering, and pain. But when we are honest about our weakest moments, the community can help us. Jesus could not take care of his mother and his disciple anymore. But when he expressed that need, they found each other. Jesus could not contain his thirst anymore. But once he expressed his need, someone came to his aid. At that same town called Bethany, beside the same grave of his friend Lazarus, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." At a rock called Golgotha, Jesus said, "It is finished." In so doing, he declared that his life on earth was over. He is now the crucified. Now he is dead. At a town called Bethany, Jesus showed what it was to be the Son of God. At a rock called Golgotha, he not only showed us how to be human, he was looking for us to step up and become his community, to be his body on earth, to let his compassion and the fullness of humanity live in us. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not consider being equal with God something to exploit. But he emptied himself by taking on the form of a slave and becoming like human beings. When he found himself in the form of a human, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. At a rock called Golgotha, Jesus emptied himself of his humanity, pouring the lot of it into the community of his followers. The cross calls us to bear our humanity with the same mind that was in Christ. At a rock called Golgotha, even now our Lord looks with compassion upon the world and upon us who are called by his name standing in that world. Pointing to us, he says to the world, "Behold your body." Pointing to the world, he says to us, "Behold your mission." As St. Teresa of Avila wrote, "Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours."